98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. It's Miles in the morning, and it is time to wrap up the show with our feel-good story. We always love having a feel-good to kind of end the day.
Yeah.
Hopefully to put you in a good mood as you're headed out and tackling your day. So, Rebecca, what's going on this morning?
So, we've actually had a couple of feel-good stories about a nonprofit called Backpack Buddies. And if you if you're unsure what they do, they actually provide children from food insecure homes with healthy weekend meals. Mm. So, like, normally kids will get those lunches at school and stuff like that, but what do they do on the weekends? Well, Backpack Buddies is one of those. They come in and they help out on the weekends.
Right, okay.
So, okay, there's this kid. His name is Kaysen Prince. He's in the sixth grade. He lives in Erath County. Is that what's that near Stephenville, I believe?
Kind of west a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
So he has been working with Backpack Buddies for 3 years now. Okay, awesome. He's 11 years old.
Wow. Gosh, that's so cool.
Now, he's been raising money slowly but surely for this organization, and he has raised over $31,000.
Holy moly.
In the last 3 years. He's been doing bake sales, t-shirt sales, Facebook campaigns. I mean, this kid is a real go-getter, obviously.
No kidding. Yeah.
$31,000, and he's fed nearly 7,000 kids. And his only reason for doing this... Mm-hmm. It's because it makes him feel good to do good for other children.
That's the best part is that I think that's one of the reasons why kids are so good at these feel-good stories is because they have no, there's no angle to this.
No.
Like, they just love the fact that it makes them feel good to make other people feel good.
No ulterior motive
or
anything.
He didn't like the thought of other kids his age going without a meal on the weekends.
That is so awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
Great.
So, good job, Kaysen Prince. You're a hero.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.